Yes, Nancy from KPFT.
Nancy.
Could I have a suggestion when there's at least somebody from each station, like tonight we had nobody from WBAI. If those two, when they're not coming, could they have their runner-up or somebody else? You know, this is that's what I was thinking. We should all do that, you know, and because it's a waste of time. I'm not, I mean, it's a good chance that we all get represented. So if we could make a little note to WBAI and ask them next time this happens, send somebody else to join.
Okay, I mean, well, we could maybe ask all the stations to try and communicate internally a little better. Each of those members may not have realized that the other one wasn't coming. So
yeah, that's what I mean. They need more connecting. And I'm just wondering, does this audit committee really have any teeth?
Well, if we exercise them, all the committees are only as strong as we make them to a certain extent. I mean, obviously, what that's telling us there is all those internal control issues that we went over in executive session. It's really the job of the audit committee to see to it that plans are implemented to actually see that those things are taken care of and that they don't continue to reoccur year after year, which is what has been the case the last several years. Every year, the auditors give us a barely passing grade. And every year the problems just continue, and that's why it says repeat comment, repeat comment, repeat comment. That's because nobody has fixed it and resolved it. So I do think that if there's pressure coming from the audit committee to resolve these issues, and obviously some of that's going to take actual, you know, suggestions and framework, not just pressure, but, you know, like fix it this way, you know, the question of how much teeth we have, I don't know, Nancy, but I do think that's part of our job.
We have to create teeth then.
Yeah. But it's our job. Do you know what I mean? This is our role. Our role is to see that we have internal controls and compliance with the law and regulatory compliance and financial compliance and to select an outside auditor and to work with that auditor to address those issues and not simply allow them to languish because nothing's happening on them. So, yes, I mean, that's our role legally. So.
Well, expressing our opinions about ratios and healthy ratios, if we don't have transparency, if we don't get the goods, the facts of the situation and the evidence, we can't do anything.
This is true. Was that some of that stuff helpful, at least, in terms of getting a grasp on some of what we're supposed to do?
You, Summer, were you on the audit last year?
No, I've been on the finance committee for the last 3 years.
Yeah, I knew you were on finance.
Yeah, so this is my first year on the audit committee. But I've prepared, I've done the actual financial preparation on several million dollars worth of audits for other nonprofits, so I'm fairly well familiar with.
Summer, you are very well versed. Can I ask a question or maybe respond to the...
Please.
I think the appropriate concern that if we are to look at things such as ratios, we need information. I would hope that this committee requesting the executive director or the CFO to share with us monthly financial reports would be successful. And certainly with the assistance of the chair of the Pacifica National Board, I think it'd be very interesting to see them not be helpful. My experience from the past is that sometimes, the reports might not be timely, but if we there's nothing wrong with working from information that's a month old as long as it is accurate. So I would suggest or would move that we ask the chair of the national board to take as an action item that we be provided timely, perhaps to the same schedule that the National Finance Committee gets the financials with the monthly financial reports.
Certainly. Okay. So to put the audit committee on the distribution list for the monthly financial reports, correct?
Yeah, yes, and that we do our best to schedule our meetings appropriately. I would think one of the items on that meeting would be a review of the financials from a management accounting perspective. One of us can do that or lead that discussion at each meeting if and only if, you know, we've got either the prior months or the current months to work from. So maybe we can find out what their schedule is and then get their commitment to do their best to make it available to us, as you
sure.
said.
Sure. I think that's perfectly reasonable, Fred. And, you know, since our meetings are scheduled the third Monday of each month and In theory, the business offices are supposed to perform their close by the fifth business day of each month. That should be sufficient time, I would think, for distribution of financial reports to our committee as well as the Finance Committee, I would hope. So I will go ahead and make that request on the behalf of the committee, okay?
I think we're in the debt of the member who pointed out that it doesn't do any good if you don't have the information. So,
yes,
good.
Yes. Nancy was the one who said that, of course. Are there any other requests, action items, or anything that would help facilitate members' participation and understanding? I think I'll go ahead and get a hold of the auditor as well, and, you know, I think that would be helpful for us to, you know, get some input from the auditor since we're now, this would be the pre-audit cycle for, you know, for this year, but because the last year's audit has already been completed. But is there anything else that any members would find helpful in terms of being able to participate or increasing their understanding of the process? Okay. All right.
I have one question.
Yes.
Are all the members on our audit committee tonight, are they all also finance committees?
No, actually, there isn't overlap. I'm no longer on the finance committee, even though what I read to you said that, you know, and some other things I've read say that, you know, you can have members of the finance committee, but we don't allow it within Pacifica. There's no overlap between the finance committee and the audit committee. So I stepped off of the finance committee because it has very limited membership, and I didn't want to, you know, I wanted to allow someone else to have room on there. So that's why I came over to audit. But, no, I believe all of us on audit, none of us are on the finance committee. So local finance committees are different. You may be on your local finance committee. I'm on the local finance committee for KPFK, but not the national.
I see. So you're on. I thought you were just officiating for tonight only. You are a member of the audit.
No,
audit
you get
committee.
Me for the rest of the year.
Okay. I see.
And
all
I just
right,
started tracking down stuff that I thought would be, you know, helpful to people in terms of understanding, you know, what we're doing on the audit committee, because it's a little different than the finance committee. So.
I see. And everybody here, are we all also members of our local finance committees?
I don't know. I know Fred Plunger.
Well, Fred's are.
The two Freds are. I am for KPFK. I think Margie. Margie, are you? You're the chair of KPFK.
Yeah, I'm the chair of the board, but I'm on the fundraising committee, but not the finance committee.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
And is anyone else?
This is Renee. I'm on the finance committee.
Okay, Renee's on the finance committee of WPFW, and
Anthony.
Anthony, you're on the finance committee at KPFA?
That's right. The newly established local finance committee.
Fantastic. Okay, good.
Okay, yeah. All the Texas ones are on finance, too.
Okay, is Robert, Mark, he's also part of your finance committee as well as the team?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful.
Yes.
So we have a pretty good overlap then between our local finance committees and the audit committee, which is, I think, probably very helpful, actually, and no conflict there because, you know, that's local versus national. So, all right, is there anything else before we adjourn for the evening? Okay, very good. Well, thank you, everybody, for your time this evening, and I will go ahead and make those requests from National in terms of document distribution on the monthly financials, and I'll send you that link for the California Attorney General's website guide to charities, and contact the auditor, okay? And I will send out confidentiality forms, okay?
Fred, could I wonder out loud whether we're agreed that no later than 1 week prior to our next meeting, we will, all of us will have the most recent financials, both balance sheet and income statement and preferably budget, that exists. In other words, if the most recent one is 2 months old, we get that. I think a week in advance of something gives us, the opportunity to prepare prepare an overview and some discussion points and for everyone to read.
Well, I will certainly do my best, and I will make that request. You know that I don't control the distribution of financial documents from National, but I will.
I understand, but I you know, I guess what I'm saying is we're not expecting you to get the something that is current to a week or whatever their cycle is before the meeting. We're just asking you to get a hold of the most recent thing available on the assumption that certainly that won't be more than 60 days old.
Yes, I understand completely. And I will go ahead and make a standing request to the CFO to please supply us with that information on a monthly basis, 1 week prior to our meeting, and if the most current data is not available, to supply us with the previous month's data, you know.
Very good.
Regular.
Thank you. I'm putting that into the minutes, and I'll send it to everyone.
I do not have the
full names and information about the people on the call, but I would guess that you, Summer, or someone else will complete that.
Sure. You can send it to me, that's fine. The list that I sent, when I sent everyone all these various links earlier today and the audit, that has, I think, everyone's email addresses at the top as well. So, and I'll make a note also that you did not receive the actual management letter to go ahead and request that to be sent out to us again as well, okay?
Summer, do you want to put your head in the ring for the chair?
I don't know what the legalities are of being chair of the board and chair of the audit committee. I don't even know if that's permissible.
Oh.
You know,
I would suggest that that's probably not.
Yes, that was.
But despite your obvious qualification.
Thank you. Yeah, no, that was kind of my thinking as well. And frankly, you know, getting it off to a good start in terms of, you know, I'm trying to be as informative as possible and get information distributed to all of the members. But I think, you know, either of the two Freds would probably make a fantastic chair. And I'll certainly be an active participant, and you know, in my role as chair of the board, will facilitate the acquisition of information and documents for us. Okay, so
also about that, the request for the latest figures is not just from Fred and Summer. Nancy also wants to see, so it's not just we all.
Would you like to put that forward
right?
as a motion, Fred, and that way we can
yes.
make it.
Yes.
I would say I meant that the motion is that all members of this committee, all legal members of the committee, whether on this call or not, will receive that information.
And is there a second for that motion from Nancy?
I second.
Okay.
I
is there
say
any?
I second it too.
Okay. Is there any opposition to this motion? And hearing none. Thank you. So go ahead and record it as a passed motion, Fred, if you would, please, and that way it will come from the audit committee as a motion. And I can forward it
to
National as such with a little more weight than just my request, okay?
Yes.
Great. Thank you so much, everyone. Okay, well, listen.
Thank you.
Everyone have a fantastic week, all right? Okay.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Same to you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good night.